Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
Oh, Dana, it's so nice to be pouring a first cup here of something on.
We need it.
Me this is Tuesday, right?
Oh, man.
You're telling me this is Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I have to stop doing this like work thing on Monday and then doing work at night thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
So you've been burning the midnight oil, as you know, the old timeies.
That's right. Yeah. If I was a rock band from the 80s named Midnight Oil, I would have burned it all. I'm just saying it would all be burned.
Got you.
And that lead singer would not be happy about that at all.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, he's like a big time environmentalist.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He's from Australia. I believe. I think the band Midnight Oil was from Australia.
Okay.
And he got like really involved in politics, as I understand, but he's like a big environmental guy. And okay. I think he ran for office at some point.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if it was like parliament, you know, it was a parliament, a House of Lord or whatever they do down there, but okay. Yeah. Yeah, so there's our thing on Midnight Oil, everybody. Not one of Dennis's favorite bands, but you know, it's because they're kind of whiny, you know.
Oh, wow.
And you know, if so I want to listen.
You're not about that whininess?
Well, if I'm going to listen whiny, I'm just going to go straight out to the top of the whiny level of music. Can you guess who I'm thinking of as a singer who's also part of a band?
That whines a lot?
Yeah. One name singer. Male. Mm-hmm.
One male singer.
He just goes by one name, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like Joe, you know what I mean? No, no last name.
Okay. No? Go ahead. Tell me.
Morrissey.
Hey, Morrissey, come on, man. And the Smiths. Come on.
Look, I'm just saying. Okay.
No. Don't hate on Morrissey.
I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying he's a bit of a whiner. But that's okay. It's his style of music, and, you know, it's pretty good. It took me a while to get into it, you know, and the Smiths and all that, you know, but.
You know what? I know we plug it at the end. Yeah. Of the show, but I'm going to need all my CISFA sisters and brothers to email us.
That's right.
Their opinion on this.
Okay. Yes, please do. How you listen to Morrissey to wake yourself up in the morning. Nobody does.
I love me some Smiths. No, he doesn't. I mean, you know, a little bit.
Huh? Really?
Nothing wrong with that. Just a little bit. You know, he's expressing himself.
Yeah, it's more of one of those songs that you sing as you lament what all went wrong in your life.
Yeah, you know,
and you're thinking about, wow, how did I lose the girl? You know, how'd my car get repoed?
Oh, man.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Oh, but anyways, Dana, how was your weekend?
Well, I spent it with you on Saturday.
That's right. We were doing one of our FAFSA workshops, which is reality, you know, going over the FAFSA and how to apply for aid and all that good stuff. Yes, we took what was normally like a 1-hour workshop and turned it into full 2 hours. I was really surprised by that.
It was intense.
Yeah, it was one of our local high schools here, and they had great turnout. And we've done this thing where, you know, I'll do the presentation with the PowerPoint, kind of my standard thing. And then you and Dara from our office were handling the Q&A and answering, as I saw at the last count, like 99 plus questions.
As soon as the webinar opened, so for those of you that are listening, we did a webinar through Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the webinar opened, we started getting questions. Yes. Before you even, I think before you even said good morning or welcome or hi, my name is.
I think
is,
you're like, right. I think I saw them rolling through.
Like, yeah. So, and so it was good having Dara and the other counselors for the school. But yeah, I'm going to say over 100, Dennis.
Yeah.
We had over 100 questions over the course of 2 hours. And then even in your... when you started taking questions live, man, we started getting an increase. So
I was surprised by that, but that's okay. Yeah. You know, it did seem to work out pretty well, you know, because it's a similar format that CSFA, CASFA, and the Student Aid Commission use for their high school counselor workshops, now known as the annual statewide financial aid workshops, but aimed at high school counselors where we'll have one presenter and at least one person doing the moderating. And, you know, when you have Q&A in this Zoom world, it's a little easier because you can match your answers right to your questions. It's when you have to do the chat box, it gets a little messy.
It does. And then that's why I had to interject a few times when you were answering live. Because I noticed what happens is you know, because how fast the questions are coming in, you might not see all of them. Again, because because whoever asks last, they'll be bumped to the top. You know, I know it's kind of hard to keep up with. So I think it's good. That format is really good.
Yeah, and the good thing is we had great turnout. I've done a few other high schools, and we're having good turnout. Yeah. And again, you know, even though we're in this virtual environment, we do want to make sure that parents and students out there are connecting with us and learning about financial aid. So for those of you who do, you know, financial aid nights out there at the high schools and all, you know that me and Dana and others out there are here to support you. And, you know, hopefully we're all having a good time here with Zoom or whatever product that they're giving us to do these workshops. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Hopefully you had a fun rest of your day after that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I was pretty much talked out at that point.
Well, yeah, because it'll definitely keep you on your toes for those of you that are listening. You know,
yes.
No lollygagging.
No. And as I always say, whenever I go to different high schools, you know, there's always some question that I will have to say, I'll have to look that up or please send me an email. Because every year I'm learning something too. I mean, it's always something different that you just haven't encountered before. You know, usually it's stuff like these asset questions from parents that, you know, how do we report an LLC or how do we report a trust fund and all kinds of goofy stuff that, you know.
I think the one you had to look up was, do they report the timeshare?
Yes, and as I remember, and that's where I will give a plug for a friend who used to be a financial aid director out at Caltech and a number of other schools, David Levy, him and Mark Kantrowitz, who is the guy who created FinAid.org way back in the day, put out a book many years ago. You can't, finding the print version is a little tough because they do a virtual one that you can download, but they literally wrote a book called Filing the FAFSA. And the last edition is probably, this is 2014-15.
Okay.
But that was probably somewhere around where they last made major changes to interpretations of certain things on the FAFSA. And so I've got this actual hard cover or not soft cover book that either he sent me a copy or I went out to Amazon. But they hadn't updated it as a paper book maybe for the last 3-4 years. But it is, as I once explained it to a friend, it's the nerd's guide to the FAFSA. Literally. I mean, it goes into all the detail you could ever want. No conjecture, no nothing. But when it comes to the asset part, it's so useful. And this is where, again, like that timeshare, retirement plans, loans, you know, like if you take a loan from a 401k, how does that count? You know, there's a little bit that helps students understand and parents about if they need to reposition assets. Because I get this question from parents every once in a while. In fact, I had one just a few days ago where the parent was, I was talking to her and doing emails because she'd gone to a financial aid night at another school and she had just gotten part of a retirement their family had owned some property. Parents had passed away. And it was like under $100,000. But she's also been out of work a lot of this year, like a lot of people.
Okay.
And wanted to know how badly that's going to hurt her. And or if she should use that to pay off, like, you know, some credit card debt and stuff like that she's racked up over the last few months before she just got back into her job. You know, and it's hard to tell parents exactly what to do because we're not tax experts.
Yeah, or financial
experts. Exactly, because if we were financial experts, we'd be working in an industry that paid us much better than we get paid. Right? But, yeah, it certainly would be a case of, you know, you kind of have to talk to your tax guy. I mean, back in the olden days, it would be easy to say, you know, if you want to make your money disappear, then you buy stuff or put it into your house because the value of your house doesn't show up on your FAFSA. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you don't want to give real estate advice either because then at some point come 2008, 2009, it's like, why did I put all that money into my house again when the values went down?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So like you say, you got to be mindful and careful.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we talked through some things. She kind of figured out some stuff. And again, it's hard to tell anyone exactly how the formula works. You can, you know, give them the general stuff about, you know, they take a smaller percentage of parents' assets when they calculate that family contribution. Mm-hmm. But how much? Hard to say. Do they protect some of those assets? Yes, they do. How do I figure out the value? It's magic. I mean, that's really sometimes the...
I like that. I'm going to use that the next time I do a workshop.
You might want to because sometimes it is a little. But the thing is, you know, if anyone ever had lots of free time, you can go and if you Google it, you can Google the 2020, 2021, and I think maybe even the next year, the coming year, Expected Family Contribution Guide. They used to print it, but you can find it on the web. It's because the federal methodology formula is available. It's public. You just got to figure out how to read the intense little charts. Dana, have you ever done one of those hand calcs?
Yes, at FSA 2 years ago in Atlanta.
Okay,
I went
so
to the workshop. I don't know why I tortured myself.
It really is. It really is a little bit of torture there.
But you know what? It was interesting. I'm sorry. I can't remember the moderator's name. She was a really nice woman, really, really thorough, really knowledgeable. She broke down like the history of the EFC, you know, how it was created and what it was meant for. Like she went deep.
Oh, okay.
But when we started doing the hand calc, she lost me, man.
Well, it's not too hard. I mean, first you got to make sure you pick the right formula. Are you talking dependent student?
Yeah, exactly.
Independent student with no dependents or independent student with dependents? Then you get to the worksheet. Then you got to go to the tables.
It's intense.
Because because people be like, is every dollar of my assets? No, not really. Looked at, is every dollar of my income? No, not really. We got to figure out all those things. Income protection, allowance. Asset protections allowance. If you're receiving certain government benefits, the auto zero EFC, the simplified needs. And this is all that background stuff that sometimes makes it hard for us during the FAFSA workshops to talk about income and assets because it's not one straight path for everyone. Right? Absolutely. I mean, sometimes it's like I work with one of our students that we work with a lot. And when we get to her FAFSA, it's literally like two questions because she receives a certain type of government benefit. I think it's SSI or whatever that automatically because of that. And because she doesn't file a tax return, it's like one question because she goes right into the zero auto zero EFC.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I do like is, on the application is the skip logic that the FAFSA.
Yes.
Uses.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning though, it was a little tricky. You know, like trying to understand. But I had went to a FAFSA application session at FSA as well.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I can't remember the names of the moderators. It's 2 years ago, Dennis. I'm lucky I remember.
I understand.
My name this morning. But that was really good too, you know, them breaking down how the skip logic works and some of the updates they had made that year. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's made the form certainly much more usable and user-friendly. But it does confuse, you know, people because, again, you start with two parents, one who's a filer and a non-filer, different paths through the online form. Then why do I get asked assets? Why does it even, sometimes it says, do you want to report assets? Should I report assets?
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, and here in the state of California, we generally, if you're given that option, we say do it. Only because Cal Grant will ask for it at some point. You know, assets are still one of those criteria. So if you don't supply it, you may have to supply it later.
Mm-hmm. But I like your if I ever get asked, Dana, how does that get calculated? Not magic.
It truly is. That's how I'm going to leave it. You know,
trust me.
Without a doubt. Well, Dana, we are.
I'm going to say that. I'm going to say magic. Trust me.
Well, Dana, we're at that point. Let's take a little musical interlude before we head into our next segment.
And welcome to our second cup on the What's Brewing CISPA show.
Time for a fill so quickly there.
Yes.
Boy, you get off topic a little bit and it just runs with you.
Never a dull moment. That's true.
Well, the good thing is we're now at that time of the show on a Tuesday because you told me it's not the Friday show.
No, sir. It's Tuesday.
To do a little news for our people. So, ripped from the headlines, let's talk a little bit. So I'm going to go with number one, our number one news item. Not that these are in any particular order, so everyone don't get flustered if you're not at the top of our list. You know, we'll have to put some sponsorship options out there for you. But anyways, TCAS, the Institute for College Access and Success, and they're based out here in California, is offering up a webinar on October 14th on California college affordability in the time of COVID-19. This is their annual conversation on California college affordability, where they look beyond just the tuition costs, the free tuition programs like our State Promise program and all, and look at the related expenses our students all face when they go off to college. If you're interested in attending, you'll want to contact Laura Szabo-Kubitz at TCAS, and we'll put her contact information in the show, just because I think they want to make sure they have room to fit everyone in their little webinar there. But this is something they do every year.
And hey, Dennis, let's give a plug to our sister association, okay, CASFA, as they have officially opened registration for their 2020 conference.
Awesome.
Yes. So the conference titled Connections, Bridging the Gap, runs October 26th through the 30th. More information is available on the CASFA website at CASFA.org. That's CASFAA.org. Excuse me, that's CASFAA.org.
You've almost given them as many A's.
I know, huh?
Yeah, be careful there. I don't know where that other website goes to. We're all in trouble now. I
want Anna Faye to roll up on me.
Yeah, that's right. Anna Faye, our first interview, and maybe we'll bring her back for another show, an encore. Yeah, so definitely sign up for that. I believe, I'm doing a session at the conference.
Okay, all right.
It's how to be a better presenter and make better presentations. So I talk a little bit about the, you know, creating the PowerPoint part.
Oh,
but
good.
It's mostly about being a better presenter. It's okay. Going to be a little different because I used to talk about it in terms of pre-COVID when you're at a conference. Mm-hmm. You know, like how to work the microphone.
Yeah.
Work the room. Visual aids. Stuff like that. And then now for COVID, we're going to have to still work on that a little bit.
And I love, you can still work the room, though. You can still work it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I've got some super exciting news out there for everybody. The U.S. Department of Education has released a third round of FAQ, you know, frequently asked questions regarding the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund, also known as HERF. This is where our CARES grants come out of this relief fund here. It was published on October 2nd, and we'll include a link to the PDF. It's, again, useful information for everyone who's managing or sub-managing or tangentially related to handling your CARES grants and your HERF funds on your campus. We'll include a link to it. It's a decent read for a PDF from the government.
LA Cash for College released information about their virtual workshops, kicking off this month. This includes a workshop on financial literacy, a financial aid overview, a FAFSA overview, and more. Workshops go on throughout the month of October and November. Find out more at yourfuturela.splashthat.com. We'll include a link in our show notes.
Yeah, because that's a complicated one there.
Yeah, the splash that.
Yes, I didn't know. I guess that's the place. Awesome. It's an interesting site. Yeah. I think that's like one of those sites you use to help you get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's not forget, we launched our financial aid multimedia showcase just last week or so. Also, yeah, I know. Everyone better be getting their projects in. Also known as FAMS, this is our contest we're running, or a gentle competition, really. CISA is going to be running before the 2021 conference, which is still scheduled for March. Now, the deadline for entries won't be until January, so you got plenty of time to work on your entries. But you really have till this Friday, unless we can extend the deadline. We'll see how many people are entering, to submit an intent to create form. And this is so we have an idea of how many people are interested in the contest. More information about the contest and that intend to create form are available at the CISA website on the homepage. So people, please, if you've got some creative bones in your body, and I know most of you do, I've seen the pictures from the financial aid directors across the state at the community colleges sending us pictures at Halloween time of the dresses, the dressed up and decored offices and staff in, costume. So if you are thinking of a short movie, a movie trailer for a movie that doesn't exist, a comic book, a graphic novel, they are different things. As Dana keeps reminding me, or some other creative thing that's related to financial aid in some way. It can be funny. It can be serious. That's up to you. Please submit your intent to create form as soon as possible.
All right. And the biggest news of all, the 2021-2022 FAFSA and CADA launched last week. If you didn't already know, the FAFSA, or Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and the California Dream Act application, also known as the CADA, launched October 1st for the 2021-2022 cycle. For our continuing students, they can get a jump on applying for aid the next school year. Even though it is many, many months away, but for those with high school seniors in your homes, now is the time to complete your first FAFSA or CADA.
And remember, you only have to complete one, right? You only either do the FAFSA or the CADA.
Right, right.
Most of our students, you know, they're going to do the FAFSA for federal and state aid consideration. So students who are U.S. citizens, eligible non-citizens, like permanent resident, they do the FAFSA. But our AB 540 eligible students across the state can complete the CADA for state aid consideration. It's pretty much all the state aid programs. FAFSA, easy to find. Kind of moved to a new website here with the federal government, right? Studentaid.gov. And the California Dream Act application, the CADA, can be found at caldreamact.org. If you see another website that's like dream.csoc.ca.gov, you can use that. But when they create a caldreamact.org, it rolls off the tongue a little easier. And we'll include links to both of them in our show notes. So we got a little bit of time here. Let's run down a couple of things, Dana, as far as some web-based training opportunities coming out this month.
All right, Dennis. So Citizens Bank is offering a session titled Five Dysfunctions of a Team. They'll help us, you know, guide us to team success by understanding the causes of organizational politics and learning how to avoid its pitfalls. The webinar is at 10 in the morning on Tuesday, October 13th.
And then the next day, the following day on October 14th, ECMC is offering a webinar on identity theft and the steps to repair your credit. Probably useful for all of us and good information to pass down to our students.
And lastly, and this one seems still relevant, if not more relevant, as most of us have passed the 6-month mark for working from home.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I believe it's pronounced Dennis Itigo. Itigo?
Atigo,
maybe? Atigo?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So Atigo is offering a webinar on October 15th titled Identifying and Managing Workplace Stress. We hope this webinar covers the many different issues most of us face while working away from campus, as workplace issues haven't disappeared, even though our offices back at our colleges remain mostly unused.
Exactly. I mean, you'd think that, oh, well, if I'm not on campus or I'm not in the office, all the issues have disappeared. Absolutely no.
Nah.
That's a lie. Everybody, no, that's a lie. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different issues. So I'm really hoping, too, that's going to have some information about how this is different from home. So information on all three webinars and more are available through the CASFA website at casfa.org/training. So Dana, again, we are at that point. We're going to take a little musical interlude, head into our last segment here. And as always, we are ready now for our last sip segment.
There it goes.
That's right. Get the last one in as we're running right on time today, which means it's time for a shout out. And my shout out goes to Greg Ryan at Fullerton College. He is the chair of our CISFA Communications Committee, and he's done a variety of positions within the organization. Our association over the years, treasurer, newsletter editor, the buzz. We'll talk about that in a second. But as communications committee chairperson, he's helped restart the CISFA Buzz. Now, the Buzz used to be the blog we had on the website, but we moved to a new web hosting company in the last year. And so the blog kind of got a little lost. We're going to try to reconstitute and all, but for now, we've reconstituted as regular weekly emails to all of our CISFA people out there around the state. Anyone really probably can get on the list, I'm sure. So we probably have some others on there, too. Maybe from Ecuador, right? Or Ireland.
Or Ireland, yeah.
When we see the podcast numbers, it's like, oh, wow, okay. But Greg's done a real great job in keeping our membership up to date on the podcast by giving them some news. And that's certainly increased our listenership. And he's put out info on FAMS, the Multimedia Showcase. And we'll start to roll out other information about conference, and he'll keep us all informed.
So, Dennis, let's also give a shout out to David Shook, our CISFA webmaster. He's been doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes work on the website and working with Greg to get our emails looking sharp every week.
Absolutely, yeah. So those two guys, they work together because there's always, you know, when you send an email, you got to figure out how do you get to the people's names and our database and all that. They've been doing a really, really good job on that. But Dana, I think we're at that point of the show. I would ask you if you have an I Dare You To selection, but do you even have one this morning? Seeing it's Friday? No, Tuesday?
It's Tuesday. I Dare You, but I want to give a shout out to Mike Deere from last week. Because I am going to take his dare and read How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi.
Okay.
So I can't wait to finish that and talk to him about it. So really excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that's great. Yeah, so the link to that book and the other book that he suggested are in our show notes from the last show. So don't miss out on that. Because come this Friday, I don't know, Dana, if we've got an interview quite yet. Okay. Still working on that. But we'll see if we can get somebody in here.
If not, we can talk about the Smiths and Morrissey.
Yeah, exactly. But Dana, really, I think for today, we've filled about all the time we can. So
all right,
always time for on our next episode. So I want to thank my co-host Dana for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And hey, everybody, remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
For this and all What's Brewing CISFA podcasts, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And you can always find all our episodes at wbccsfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. That's the word pod and bean as one word.
And as always, you can send us feedback about the show. If you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at wbccsfaaa@gmail.com.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of myself and the wonderful Dana.
This has been episode number 26, recorded the morning of Tuesday, October 6, 2020.
Have a great day.
And hey, guys, have a great week.